Now, last night, residents from around Croke Park in Dublin gathered to voice their opposition to the Rolling Stones concert taking place in the stadium this May. Aiken Promotions in Croke Park say they're entitled to apply for the outdoor event licence needed for the gig to go ahead. Residents, though, saying the venue and promoters have gone back on their word following the Garth Brooks fiasco in 2014. Last night's meeting saw locals vent their frustrations about public order and access issues on concert days and their hopes that the concert can be stopped. Our reporter, Richard Chambers, was there.
I don't like Irish weather much, it's not much different from English, really.
Yeah. Dick, we've heard it said that this long hair makes you look like women. What do you think of this?
I think it's a dirty lie! I said lie!
Rolling Stones concerts in Ireland have courted controversy dating back for over 50 years now, but this might just be on another level.
It's hell. Hell. And they don't care. We were there before that monstrosity was built. It should have been put out in Lucan or somewhere.
The Clonliffe and Croke Park Area Residents Association plans to object to the May 17th gig, the fourth to be held in GAA headquarters this year, arguing it's above the three concert cap set by On Board Planola. And these residents say they'll fight on.
People say, why don't you just move out? Why are you there? You don't see the people up at Parnell Park or down at the Viva Stadium getting treated the way we get treated. We didn't even know about this concert. The whole area's fallen down around us and nobody cares. And the helicopter, you think you were in Bessbrook or across McGlen going around every night? You feel under siege now, and I'm not being paranoid, you do. You come out of your house and the next thing you see a gang of fellas up the lane pissing and shitting. And there must be no toilets in it in the first place.
I am effing wrecked from it. No is no. And that's really all I want to say is no is no to any further noise levels.
How long have you lived in the area yourself?
60-odd years. And it's basically a lockdown area at the weekends. And it's becoming a bit too much now. And I think the GAA now are going to be biting off more than they can chew. The trust is broken in relationship to having meetings and trying to solve ways of doing it. They got greedy. I'm afraid Croke Park, at the end of the day, it's just a pound shillings and pence sign they see over their head.
I just think it's wrong that it sprung on us without any warning. Why, oh why, don't they just try and solve some of the problems that the people have? The car parking problem is the biggest one, in my opinion. I mean, you go out to go to Mass on Sunday, you come back, and there's nowhere to get in. But they just seem to think they can steamroll small residents' association like this one. Most of the people around here are a certain age. They don't need this.
Yeah, do you think, do you have any hope that it could be stopped? It seems a bit late in the day for them to even announce the concert.
With all due respects, I heard often Garth Brooks was here. Yeah. Do you think it can be stopped? That most certainly was stopped.
It's a living nightmare, especially with concerts. Not only have we no right to park anymore on the street, access in and out. Now, I could write a book on the issues over the years with forcibly removing my father's car when he had a serious illness. You don't need a right of pass to legally go to your own residence. And I think,
despite that, it wasn't all one-way traffic. A number of locals spoke in favour of the concert going ahead.
I agree the concert should go ahead. I thought we were laughing stock when the Garth Brooks concert was cancelled. I also agree that Croke Park don't do enough for the residents. I've been stopped going into my home numerous times, working hard on a Saturday, coming home to my shop and guards telling me, come back here in 3/4 an hour. I've frozen stuff, melting. But I do believe it brings employment in the area. There's a great atmosphere in the area when there's a concert on.
I have to say that I think that having concerts in your vicinity is a positive thing. And I know that's not a popular thing to say here. I think in this age where technology has taken over so many aspects of our lives, that the idea of people gathering together to listen to performance of live music is very exciting. But that's just life if you're going to live near a stadium. But it's also life if you're living, you know, near the Point or near anywhere else. There's concerts in the Point every week.
Doesn't bother me at all. Some people just like to complain. You just get people complaining. Well, it's amazing that people actually listen to them.
A number of Dublin City councillors attended last night's meeting. They want to see the council meet with residents, as well as Croke Park Management and Aiken Promotions. Residents Association Chief Pat Grant says they're now considering their next steps.
We will go back and we'll meet as a residents association and we look at our options and see where we go from here. Really what we want to do is keep communication up with Croke Park. All we're asking the City Council, you have to be cognizant of the needs of this community. And it's not fair that we are visited with huge disruption.
The deadline for objections has been set at March 5th, with tickets for the gig due to go on sale on March 23rd. It's a very tight window ahead of May's concert, but if there's anything the Croke Park residents learned from the Garth Brooks fiasco 4 years ago, it's that it's never quite over till it's over.
Our reporter Richard Chambers at the residents meeting outside around near Croke Park.
A lot of reaching out to be done there, and I think only one side is going to get any satisfaction.
I see what you did there. Very good. Okay.
Thanks very much.